Rich people spend a lot of time with other rich people making business deals and asking each other for money for charity or for political causes. I'm Scott Ott. A lot of this fundraising is, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. What our Latin-speaking ancestors might have called quid pro quo, this for that. But the rich people don't often speak Latin. Everyone just knows it. In fact, rich guy Cogswell may ask rich guy Spacely to give $5,000 to his favorite charity, and then Spacely turns around and asks Cogswell to give $5,000 to his favorite political campaign. You might wonder why they don't just give more money to their own causes and stop all of the panhandling, but that's just how it works. Wealthy people will turn out in nice clothes for fundraising dinners where they rub elbows with potential business partners and then hear inspiring stories that cause them to write more checks. Meanwhile, all of that elbow massaging can result in lucrative, profitable business deals among the donor class. Now, of course, the politicians and charitable organizations are just happy to have the money and don't much care about all of the apparent quid that often goes pro quo. This brings us to the Clinton Foundation and a man I'll call Billy Buckets. We've learned from leaked email that Douglas Band, who worked for Billy Buckets, also had a consulting business on the side. Band would ask his consulting clients to give money to the Clinton Foundation, which would go into one bucket and get used to inoculate HIV-infected Haitian children against hurricanes, earthquakes, and Charlie horses while producing lucrative contracts for friends of Billy and Hilly Buckets. Hilly is Billy's charming bride, who has devoted her entire life to public service and therefore became a multimillionaire. Douglas Band would also wave another bucket that clients filled with cash to pay Billy Buckets to give speeches. Of course, these were separate buckets, and none of the money from the charity bucket ever slopped over into the speech bucket, because that would be a conflict of interest, which in Latin is squid crow bro or something. In this way, Billy and Hilly Buckets were able to operate the world's most profitable nonprofit organization and do a great deal of good, at least for two formerly poor people from Arkansas who are not infected with HIV, only by the grace of God. I'm Scott Ott.